The doorknob feels sub-zero against my flesh. The kitchen floods me with heat. All the food's been put away. Mom's urn hasn't moved. My father hunches over the sink with soapy bubbles up to his elbows, scrubbing a plate. I'm here, but not here. Speaking, but not engaged. Sleep talking. Sleep walking. Now is the time to tell them that I'm crushed. Tell them how much I hurt. Ask them how to make it stop.
Were you smoking?
My father asks. His eyes are red-rimmed, his skin sallow. A wall forms around me, invisible, impermeable. Yes?
Why would you do that? You're an athlete,
he says, rinsing the plate. He goes still, then suddenly flings the plate into the soapy water. Suds spatter the backsplash and the front of his shirt.
We don't smoke in this family,
he shouts. My body pulses with adrenaline. Push off. Push away from the shore. It's safer alone. Oh, I see. We don't smoke, but sleeping pills are okay, I say. He pales. Suds drip from his elbows onto the linoleum. My heart rate spikes. I feel jittery and lightheaded and slightly sick to my stomach.
I can't believe you said that,
he says in nearly a whisper. My voice rises. You let Mom take sleeping pills all these years. How could you do that?
It was complicated,
he says. You let her self-destruct.
Beatrice, she died in a car accident.
You should have done more for her, Dad. You should have tried harder. My father flinches.
You have no right to say these things,
Dad says. I can't tell what's true anymore. I don't know who I am without her. Help me. I blame you, I say, then cross the soundless room on shaky legs. I climb the stairs. Reach my bedroom, close the door. Impenetrable. This is me.